What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am your host, Brother Malcolm, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to just discuss some current events going on in the world of culture, specifically pop music, specifically the music industry. And I'm so thankful to have with us on this here radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, from the Brothers Layman Happy Hour, Brother Chris Layman.
What's going on, y'all?
And I'm laughing because I already know what I'm going to say to introduce this woman. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her as the head negress of this charge. Give it up for Casey.
What's up, family? What up? What up?
So it's been a few weeks since I've had the family on Culture Connection, so it's exciting to have you guys. Thank you so much for participating. And today I wanted to talk about a recent occurrence on the television. Recently, the Grammys were televised and telecast, and I wanted to bring it up on Culture Connection because for me, the Grammys, I don't know. I don't want to say it hit an all time and be generalizing in my statement, but for me, it was a low. I don't know if it was an all time low, but it was a low, and it was a low because for several issues. One, I thought that the show was very dark, and I don't know. It could be where I am in my life right now. So I preface this whole Culture Connection with the fact that maybe I'm just older, more conservative, more focused on, I don't know, things that are without further ado, we're just going to talk about the Grammys that just took place. How about that? So, because if you know Brother Bach, I can get a little long-winded about all kinds of stuff. So, the few things that struck me. One, I thought, given the telecast on a Sunday evening, and you know that young people, families are watching, I thought Beyonce's performance was inappropriate. Mm. I just start to ask ourselves, where is our moral compass in this country? And my thing is not that I don't even have kids, but I think about when I have kids, I'm like, they won't be allowed to watch certain things on regular television because that's what she was doing is literally for the privacy of your bedroom. And I just was like, okay, thank you for this song, but I'm feeling like your performance in particular is it's a little raunchy and ratchet. On another point of view, I always trip up people who start off their careers and God is so a huge part of their success and they're so thankful, and then they flip the script on you. Vis-a-vis the Miley Cyrus show, the Beyonce show. These are people who I'm like, wow, there's nothing, and this is the thing, there's nothing wrong with, evolving as an artist or whatnot, but I just feel like, and particularly with women, it seems like the evolution has to be you become a slut. And maybe slut is a very strong word, but you become a very lascivious and sexual object that the industry can talk about and write about and take pictures of and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not a fan of that. Second of all, I just thought a lot of the performances were dark and lightweight demonic. And I'm just like, what is this theme? It's so dark. And it was just not my cup of tea in that sense. Third, I was appalled that Macklemore won for Rap Album and Best New Artist. Anybody in the hip-hop community would not say that that was a better album than Kendrick Lamar's.
Macklemore himself would tell you it's not better.
Exactly. So that was just annoying.
Yeah.
And it was also annoying because, I'm sorry, I believe there's an agenda. There was an agenda afoot.
Of course.
Right.
The agenda afoot, obviously, is the LGBT agenda. And my thing is, that's becoming very frustrating for me because what's happening is, and this is, maybe this has happened in all agendas that have been part of mainstream where it becomes politically correct to just advance what is either the hot topic of the time, and this may have happened with black folks in the 80s and 90s and now with Latinos and LGBT, but it's like the world we live in, it's like, let's advance the agenda. And maybe that's because the country is at odds right now, right? Mm-hmm, so the music industry is a place where the LGBT agenda can be advanced and no one's going to call them, you know, like what's anybody going to do about it, right? But I was just frustrated because I'm like, oh, that song that they sang, of course, because, you know, gay marriage equality is such a hot button topic in our country right now, and that song celebrates marriage equality. I personally thought that that's the reason why he won Rap Album of the Year and Best New Artist. And I'm thinking to myself, but he's not the best new artist. So for that agenda to overtake the actual award category was a little frustrating to me. Is it the first time it's happened in Grammy history? Of course not. You know, the NARIS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, is, I'm sure, full of a lot of older white men. And I'm sure it's similar to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, where they are, there's just an old boy network that sort of runs and controls things. But those three things were of particular frustration to me. Things that I did like the Daft Punk, Stevie Wonder collabo. That was dope. I did love the Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar combo.
That was the bomb.
That was the bomb. I don't know where she's been, but Pink is an acrobat. And yeah. I kind of like her performances.
She kind of needs to be at the circus, though.
This is like the third year. Yeah, remember that year she came out in the nude outfit and she was doing some acrobat? I'm like, oh, that's her thing.
She'd be with Cirque du Soleil or something.
That's why she's on it all the time.
Exactly. I thought Lourdes. Lord. I keep wanting to say Lourdes. was very strange and kind of cool.
I mean, like her song.
I'm going to date myself and say that was the first time I'd heard that song.
KCRW.
And I felt like, wow, but you know what? I've been off the scene for a minute. I know this is very weird for Culture Connection not to be on the pulse, but I have been off the scene for a minute, particularly on music. And I thank God for Chris Layman and Casey Layman who keep me up on music. Because honestly, I play music right now that they have introduced me to. Not that I used to be so good at that, but anyway, I digress. So I just want to get your thoughts about the awards ceremony and your opinions about some of the awards that came out. What did you think in general? Where do you feel like the awards are going? Do you feel like it's just really a show right now? It's not really about merit. Some people say that, you know, this is to be expected, that a Macklemore would win over a Kendrick Lamar. And I specifically want to talk about this because there was an article in the LA Times where Macklemore apologized to Kendrick over Twitter and then Instagrammed the tweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're like, one, how genuine is that? Because why does the world need to know that you did that? Two, it's kind of said that basically look out because he's appropriating your culture and he's going to come back and do some more of it.
Well, I will say this, and the more I've heard the stat, it still blows my mind, is the fact that it said in 2013, there was no black person who had a number one hit in all of 2013. Like, every song that I guess they hit, number one, not two, mm-hmm. three, or four, number one was not done by somebody black.
Oh, interesting, because their black people may have collaborated on it, but they were not the artists. So, like, Blurred Lines is technically goes to Robin Thicke. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I think it's how it works, yeah.
And Daft Punk, even though they collaborate with Pharrell, he's not the main artist.
And they are both white. Mm-hmm.
And Pharrell won Producer of the Year.
Right.
I saw that song. You know, the Grammys, it's a lot of popularity. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that Macklemore won. His form of rap is easy to digest. And of course, if I am the majority buying it, just how why we feel with black people when we like to see somebody that looks like us doing it, so do they. and the fact that his music was, it was danceable. The fact that they did that, the gay song for the performance, basically, yes, it was corporate. Because he could have done another song. He could have done this is a throwback, this is a moment. Like, I would have liked hearing that on the Grammys rather than, like, let's have a marriage song. Like, okay. I already seen Merce.
Oh, well, yeah, because that was an agenda, right? And we already know that. And actually, it was. I'm sure it made for really great TV.
Oh, of course it did. So I mean, if it didn't, it would not be done.
When the Grammys presents to an artist, like, hey, you can sing your song, and 30 couples, straight and gay, can get married, wouldn't this be perfect? And one, I feel like it fulfills. Both agendas, I guess.
Yeah,
they're gonna get ratings off of it. And I guess the question I was saying is it disingenuous, or are both parties being satisfied by the agreement?
For most people, they're being satisfied. The ones who are in control, of course, it's a damn cash grab, and a cash grab only for the ones who the big boys who make all the final decisions. Yeah, this is all just popularity and any way to make a buck.
Right.
For Macklemore, yeah, I would, if I had something deep like that and they're like, hey, we want to actually have this happen, you're like, cool.
Right.
That's amazing. All right, I'm down with it. So I don't blame him. I mean, hearing him reading how his background and how long he's been doing it, he's a student of hip hop. He knows what's up. He's spoken about it. I mean,
yeah, didn't he come all out his a few weeks ago and say,
well, he said
he
like
was vying for Kendrick to win.
Yeah, but he said months ago that he felt like he knew a lot of his popularity was based on his skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's admitted to that. I'm like, okay, I'm glad you're aware of it. But the extra photo crap, yeah, you already told me before the Grammys that he should have got the award. KC and I said it, like, we would have liked if you actually pulled Kendrick up. Or when you were doing your Grammys, taking a picture.
That would have been the statement, Chris.
Yeah.
To say, you know what?
Here.
I appreciate you. That would, you know, he would have gotten, you know, he actually would have gotten so much credit from the industry, from everybody. And it would have been a smack in the Grammys' face. But it would have said to everyone, this is supposed to be about the best.
Right.
And what everybody has seen deemed the best. And in the industry and in hip hop, this album was talked about more than any album this year. Mm-hmm. Not my album. This album was downloaded by the hip hop community. This, like, I personally don't own the Macklemore and Ryan album, but I did purchase the, and this may be because we're from LA, because we're hip hop heads, because we listen to rap music, and because he was coming straight out of Compton, the next great thing since, you know, sliced bread. But I kept thinking, I just wish there were more courageous folks, right? Because to me, if he got up there and he said, I am humbled by this honor, but I'd like to invite Kendrick Lamar up and I'd like to give him the award because he is the best new artist. I respect him. I looked up when his album dropped. What he's done on his, and like really break it down.
Right. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to go there and feel like you're going to,
if you're
going to
go there,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And can you imagine the message that would have sent not only to the Grammy voters, but to like artists in general? Like, yeah, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you just up here trying to collect a Grammy to get to your next album, to get to your next opportunity? Or are we trying to speak truth now? Are we trying to speak, you know, what are we doing? And what's interesting is that, it's such a machine. So I'm sure his publicist on top of this, people on top of this, it's just like, you don't even know what is real anymore.
Yeah.
You don't know who was told to, for all I know, his publicist was said, you know what, do this and then tweet it and then Instagram it. And I bet you it'll get talked about and you'll get more press. Like, I don't know what's real anymore. I don't know who tweets on their account. I don't know who's on their Facebook. I don't even trust any of it.
No, but that makes sense. Because even coming from a PR perspective, after it was over, the people's response to Macklemore winning, because I know Twitter went in. Publicists would see something like that and be like, all right, okay, so you, of course, have your core fans of, you know, hipsters that are totally okay with this. But then the real heads are definitely taking issue with this win. You should remind everybody how you bigged up Kendrick weeks ago. And yeah, let's go ahead and put it on Twitter. Let's go ahead and put it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That would make total sense. Mm-hmm. But like you both said, it would have been so much more effective for him to do it in that moment. And if he said at some point in an interview, I think somebody either interviewed him after the tweet or Instagram went out or something, that he thought about doing it when he was there and basically just bitched out and decided not to. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I'm not mad at Macklemore. I'm not. The Grammys has been corporate for a long, long time.
This is true.
And this, I think the problem is, or maybe the facade was, once upon a time, what was making money just also happened to really be good and popular.
Right.
So like when Michael Jackson was winning Grammys, it was authentic because he really was that good. The music really was that popular. So the two
aligned themselves.
Yeah, they made sense. Now, what has become popular is so faddish and not based really inside of anything artistic a lot of the time that it's obvious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like the veil is off. Now we see, oh, you're really, this is about number crunching. It has nothing to do with art. It has to do with record sales. This is completely a corporate situation. And what that does for those of us that have looked at the Grammys as being an authentic honoring of art, we're realizing now this is not what this situation is about
at all. And it's so interesting because I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're not going to watch. I actually am not going to put energy into trying to watch the Grammys next year. I just want.
I catch it for the performances and for like the ending, just to see the reactions of who won. I honestly like going through once it's over. I actually go on the website and look at like everything.
Yeah, that's how I find out. I don't really want to sit through and wait for the winners to be announced because I don't have time for that. And the show is running so long these days. Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
and they don't do all of them because I think he said they didn't do any of the rap awards there.
No.
Like when Layla got her award for singing A Damn Court. No, that one I don't think they didn't bring that one up.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Chris. I actually thought it was kind of dope, but I understand where she's coming from. I understand where you're coming from. You know, that's another interesting point is like whose music is important and who gets to be publicized and televised. And at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm not. It's unfortunate because I love music, and has been a very inspiring part of my life, and it's done some really cool things, and it's very powerful. So it's just sad that what's the word I'm looking for? This main umbrella of music. And this authority is, I don't know, leaves something to be desired in their judgment and in sort of their character of who they are.
I do want to speak to Beyonce.
Action.
Because Beyonce has been such a polarizing figure forever. And really since she dropped this album in December. Now, I watched the performance, and I low-key need to go back and look at it again because I think sometime maybe I saw something different than everybody else. I didn't see where Beyonce did anything overtly more sexual than she's done in any other performance, with the exception of singing about being drunk and having sex. My interpretation of what's happening with Beyonce now is this. She's just as naked as she's always been. Maybe a tad bit more, but not really. Because she's always done the scantily. You can see my thigh down to my long, you know, my long legs, thigh to ankle.
Tina Turner-esque.
Yeah, she's done that since she's gone solo. But something about her having that look in combination with singing about sex is rubbing people the wrong way. It was okay for her to do that and sing, you know, about single ladies and, you know, everything else under the sun, crazy in love. But the moment she starts saying, I've been drinking and I'm doing it and drive a roll up the partition and I want to blow and everything, this album is because she's singing about sex and coupling it with that look, the whole Tina Turner, Vanity Six, lace and thigh combination. Like, it's rubbing people the wrong way. All of a sudden, people think that she's just dirty. And to me, this is why what she's doing does not bother me. She's doing it with her husband. I can respect that. In comparison to, and I don't want to put anybody on blast, artists from the past, you know, I don't. But like in comparison to somebody like Idina Howard, who was walking around saying, I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn, wearing the exact same outfit. You know what I mean? And it was like,
Roof.
Yeah, we can pump. What? Nobody really banging on Idina Howard, calling her a hoe or anything like that.
But Idina, well, like look, a few things.
Granted, she didn't have as much power as
and
Beyonce,
influence, mm-hmm. and the way Beyonce's career started. I mean, I don't know. I have challenges with people who start their career off a certain way, and then once they become successful, they shift what seems like their belief systems and who they are and where they started from. What was interesting was I was thinking to myself, oh yeah, you know, she is married. Like, she's up here and she's married. I guess for me, because Beyonce represents so, oh God, this is such a, I mean, I'm conflicted on some respects.
Tell me what she represents for you.
I guess for me, when I think about marriage and I think about the bedroom of marriage, and I think about things that happen in the bedroom, I would say that there are certain things like that are just for that union. Like, you and Chris don't get on the mic and start talking about what happens in your bedroom. And I mean,
we don't have a podcast for that yet.
Oh Lord.
Yet.
The intimacies. Well, I'm going to put on earmuffs. I spent too much time with you to be going to do that intimately. And more than anything, I guess, again, the point I want to make really is because the show started at 8 o'clock and you know that families were watching the show. And
oh, yeah.
I just,
all my kids stayed up to see just Beyonce.
And I just feel like, wow, Beyonce, you know, like, I know you're a doe and I know you're wanting to go all Miley Cyrus on us, which you've already done years ago. But I just wonder what's, you guys, integrity, I guess, for me.
For me,
it's just different because I'm like, as an artist, I'm like, yes, I know I'm an adult, and yes, I know this is what I care. But the majority of her albums are purchased by teenagers? I can't imagine that majority of her sales are adults.
There are grown ass women that buy.
I know, but I would say the majority of her sales.
She sells to everybody, but her target audience is young girls.
It's young girls and teenagers, and I'm just like, really, Beyonce?
She's pop.
You're telling them drunk and having sex, and half these girls aren't thinking marriage, and I think they're thinking Beyonce, single ladies. They're not making the connection of, oh, but she said that with her husband, she getting drunk. They're like, hey, I'm about to get drunk and have sex. And I'm frustrated. No, I'm not frustrated. I just don't agree with the message, period.
I'll tell you what it is. When Casey was bringing it up and had me thinking about it, I think part of this thing where she's gotten backlash is once she became a mom, it feels like at that point, now she is a wife and a mother.
That's a whole nother issue. I didn't even forget about the mom.
And, you know, because, I mean, it's like, okay, who has not done something scandalous at a damn music performance? It's been that way. I'm sure Madonna's done shit that's worse.
Yeah.
At the Grammys. And it's just, I feel for artists in that sense because it's like, at what point, if I'm making music that's always going to appeal to young kids, my target audience is always going to be young girls, when do I get to grow up?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, well, no, you can't do that because girls, I'm like, so it's almost like, okay, so you want me to not talk about sex. Okay, are you going to talk about sex to your child?
My thing is, no one's saying you can't talk about it, you know, because people buy the album, and I'm sure there's an explicit warning on the label of that album that it's explicit content, right?
Right.
So she's done her due diligence. But when you come out and you perform a song that specifically is the explicit content of your album.
But it's one of these singles.
No, but she has that song where she's going around on the, what's
the
one?
Flawless.
Yeah, and she has, what's the song that she's in the, where she's in the skating ring? I saw that and I was like,
Blow.
Oh, no, but she can't do that one either.
I mean, but that was one of her three.
But
biggest
okay,
singles.
Okay, but
she gets to open. They're like, we're gonna have you open for the Grammys. Oh shit! Well, let me have my nigga with me.
But my thing is, listen, you're Beyonce. It's not like you need more album sales. I mean, I guess it's just integrity, okay? I guess I'm thinking about, like, I remember when Will Smith said that he basically couldn't rap about something that his kids couldn't listen to, right? And a lot of people thought he was corny and blah, 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 blah. But I was like, I have so much more respect for you because you have made a decision that now that you're a parent, that there are things that you don't want to put out in the zeitgeist that your children will listen to and hear you and know that you were saying that when they were alive and wondering, who are you? What kind of, like, are you my mom? Are you, like, who are you? Because, and at home, are you telling me that I can't curse? And at home, you're telling me I can't do this, but you're doing it. And I guess I'm just wondering at what point, and I'm probably, honestly, I'm probably holding a standard and expectation that is way too high for what we're talking about. And my thing is, you're a mom, you're a wife, and there are a lot of people. And think about it. There are a lot of artists who make brilliant music, who people love them, and they have not sex sold themselves. You want to give you a perfect example? Adele. The woman she's a big white woman, and she sold millions, won Grammy of the Year, Album of the Year, doing her things, made money. And I'm not saying she has to be Adele.
I can totally argument it like this. I was like, her being British helps out a fucking lot. Yeah. I mean, I'm not Adele is awesome and I don't care, but to be that big, like, celebrity wise and to make the sell that much being an American artist, she probably would not get the platform
and that's what's sad, because right. All of the women in American artistry, they end up going towards being sexualized.
Right. But she's a different singer.
I mean, thank God for, like, and my thing is, what do you want? You know, I always say, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your only soul? You look at it like a Sarah Bareilles, who was up there killing it with Carole King. You look at a, what's her name? Lord, or any artist who chooses like that is not going to be how they rep themselves. Now, granted, Beyonce, since the beginning of her career, has chosen that this is how she's going to represent herself. She's going to be scantily clad. She's going to show off her amazing curves, her body. But it's just interesting to me that she... And another thing, you chose the obvious route.
Well,
like, why not play with the idea of the song, but saying to yourself, you know what? I don't need to be in a chair flash dance look, half naked, singing this song. Let me do something that would actually be, I don't know, more creative.
Okay, all right, here's my question. My question is, are you more upset with her, the performance, or the actual song? Like, if she picked a different song.
No, she would be all right,
or if it was just like she could have did the song, but not so damn nasty.
I just think, well, first of all, I was just really not appreciating the timing of it, because I felt like 8 o'clock, wow. Open up with something that's a little bit more family friendly.
Well, they...
I think they should have closed with her. Because at that time, when it was going off, it was like 11-something at night. Like, at that time, it's like it's late night, and that kind of program would come on. At 8 o'clock, prime time, you're putting on... Like, that would not get aired on TV.
Now, is that more on her or on the station for... lining her up first, like, I'm gonna do.
Oh, this no, no, is what that's the, it's there's several people that I would hold accountable for that. Mm-hmm. I hold Beyonce accountable because this is her career and she's choosing to do what she does. I hold the station and I hold the Grammys accountable because they chose to air it. And my thing is, the only reason why Miley Cyrus got clowned on the VMA performance is because she didn't have a booty. But if that was Beyonce doing that with Robin Thicke, they would have been like, holla, was dope.
Well, the difference is Beyonce off stage handles herself with class. You don't see her getting into no shit. Miley Cyrus, she just damn crazy. Like, she does. Yeah. Like, if you're going to tell me, if my daughter's like, if I had one, she was like, I look up to Beyonce, cool. That's hey, and I would say, well, look what she's doing outside of her music. Mm. But if you know, she's like, I like Miley Cyrus. The hell you don't.
Yeah.
No, and we ain't fucking with Miley Cyrus.
I guess if we're looking at an image, I just don't see where Beyonce's image has changed much at all. Which, for what it's worth, you know, when I have conversations with with my elders, you know, older women, like my mother-in-law, my mom, for them, it's all conflicting to have a woman who is married and a mother to be presenting herself the same way. For them, the moment she became a mom, mm-hmm. at least, there should have been some switch. Right, but she didn't change at all.
It actually got worse.
It didn't change at all. It's almost as if having
because this is her most scandalous album ever.
I think it is. And I think because of that, that's why people are looking at her and saying, you're groundbreaking. Because ordinarily, if a woman does own the title of wife and mother, that now means you have to covet your sexuality. You cannot flaunt it. You cannot talk about it. It's perfectly okay when you're single and you're nobody's parent and you're nobody's wife. But the moment you become a wife and a mom, you are no longer allowed to showcase any level of sexuality without coming under a high level of scrutiny. And she's kind of taken it and been like, I'm going against the grain with that. Mm. Which, when you think about it, in some ways, is a tad bit backwards. Like, if anything, when you're single, you know, if we're going to get...
That's why we're okay with them. Somebody's single. They're like, oh, well...
But if you're single, technically, and you're not attached to anybody, that really should be a time if you want to be judgmental about somebody's, you know, being overly sexual and it being inappropriate, that would be the time that it would be inappropriate because now you're just kind of flaunting, not necessarily promiscuity, but definitely, you know, just... single sex. You know, we're going to have sex whenever with whomever. I don't have a commitment. Mm. But our country has a tendency to have a little bit of shame culture on the woman who gets married and has a mother and becomes a mother. At that point, now you got to be completely clothed from neck to ankle.
Yeah, and she's because she's
and
jumped,
you can't talk about having sex.
She's jumped in and out of the hip hop realm where, you know, it's almost like if Mariah Carey got that nasty, we probably wouldn't even give a fuck. We'd be like, oh, that's just Mariah Carey. You know, but it is because she's a mama now. And I think this was, I think she realized, like, you know what? It's really about to kick in. Let me get real. Let me just go there now. I think she's going to diminish after this. I think this was her, like, if I'm going to really flex, flaunt my sexuality, this is the time to do it now. Because once my daughter gets to be like 5 or 6, I got to tone it down. I got to pull it back.
I, you know.
Because I think she might have another one too.
To each his own.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say I just completely disagree with the behavior. I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan of.
Is it somebody who could have done it?
This is such a whole nother discussion.
Yeah,
do you not want to?
I mean, I just feel like
it is
because the moral, for me, our morals as a country are just so skewed, and what we think is normal and what's acceptable is just becoming more and more frightening for me.
I think the question,
which is just a whole nother conversation.
The question we would need to pose, and it's not at all an attack on you, Malcolm, or anything. Mm. The question we would need to pose is, when is it okay for a woman to showcase sexuality? When is it okay for a woman to own that right of herself? Or is this something that in this country is just not allowed?
I don't think it's... Well, first of all, I'm going to have a completely different view than most people. Because when you talk about sexuality, I don't think it's okay to flaunt your sexuality in public, period, in that sense.
Male or female, or just
male
women?
Or female.
Okay.
No. I just think there are certain things that, and this is coming from somebody who has benefited from people flaunting their sexuality and like been like, oh, this is exciting. Yeah. But, you know, where yeah. I am, I think it's inappropriate. I think there is a decorum and a way that people should carry themselves. And I, you know, as I get older, I'm much more conservative than I used to be, and I'm embracing that, and I'm okay with that. But for me, that was a bit much, and I just subscribe to a different set of standards about it.
That's did your I mean. Mind go to where a lot of these people went and said she was a whore?
No, I didn't think she was a whore. She's married.
Okay.
If you know the definition of a whore, that's not
right.
She's nowhere. She's absolutely not a whore.
You would just prefer.
I just am like
for them not to do.
Like for instance, I mean, for me, I'm like, I'm sorry, I wouldn't want my wife up there. I would not want my wife to be up there parading her sexuality for other men to look at. And I know this is her career, but I think Beyonce is very talented. I think she's very, very, very talented. But I'm concerned that she's being shaped in a way. And there's something about somebody being a sex symbol. Yeah, she's been shaped. There's something about somebody being a sex symbol that to me that is just terrifying, that a piece of them has been taken from them and is on display and on sale for the world. And so I would never, ever, ever be okay with my wife in any way promoting herself like that in public. And that's fine, because I'm obviously not going to be with a woman who would do that. Like that, like we're going to have that talk, and that Jay is cool with that. He loves it. That's his B, and that's what they do.
You telling me you wouldn't want to be a sex symbol for at least like a day or two?
Funny.
For a day or two, I would do it for like the long time. I don't think
the
I
excitement of it. Yes, it's very tempting, but I mean, spiritually, no. I shouldn't. I would say that I would have to say no, because it's not about me.
And see, therein lies the difference between, I guess, most men and Jigga. Like, I think a lot of men would agree with you. A lot of men, I would go
it would
on
be uncomfortable rec-
would not necessarily want their woman in that particular situation. Even with her being a performer, it would be a challenge. But therein lies the difference between, like I said, Jay-Z and other men. Well,
and it's not just music. If my wife was an actress,
yeah,
and she was in sex scenes, I would ask, and I would hope that she would be in agreement that those were scenes that I wouldn't want you to go out for. Like, I wouldn't want your naked body being on display for the world, because I would, for me, our marriage and our marriage bed is so sacred that the moment you, like, now the whole world is seeing you naked. So what's special about it for me?
Are you
somebody who's like, you know what, you can, I just don't want you to show no titty. Like, you can get caught from the side and show some skin. That's a different kind of naked, though.
But the thing is,
when you do
Jay,
show your breasts, you kind of like, all right, now, if I just see your stomach or your side or kind of side of your butt, it's like, all right, I didn't really see you. But if I, you know, once you see the nipple,
you're
like,
I'm out with my wife and we're going to a lovely evening or a formal dinner or gala, and she's got on a nice form-fitting dress, yes, I'd love to see her looking beautiful. But as far as like flaunting her body to the public, whether it's like her booty is out, you know, her cleavage is insane, where it's almost a nipple is showing, no, that's going to be a little bit of a problem.
And see, Jay-Z is the corporate rapper, and Beyonce by association is his corporate bride. I don't think anything is.
Can we end on that? That was brilliant. Say it again, please. That's how I want to end it, because that's very clear.
Jay-Z is the corporate rapper, and Beyonce by association is his corporate bride, which means there's not very much that's off the table.
And ladies and gentlemen, that answers all the questions, shuts it all down for me. I want to thank the late Miz for participating, because that was deep. Leave it to the reader, the brainiac. Thank you for that incredible. Wow, I'm gonna sit and ponder that. Jay-Z is the corporate rapper, and by association, Beyonce is his corporate bride.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen. Please remember to make a career out of humanity, not a corporation. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. What would Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. say? Until next time, peace.